NASA has awarded nearly $270 million to four companies competing to develop a commercial spacecraft that could replace the aging space shuttle fleet. The major share of the award went to the Boeing Company, which received over $92 million. SpaceX, Sierra Nevada Corporation, and Blue Origin also won contracts from NASA. The companies have been working on building a craft to transport astronauts and cargo to the International Space Station. There are two shuttle flights left as NASA winds down the shuttle program. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Brother Guy Consolmagno, curator of meteorites at the Vatican Observatory, about the future of space travel.
The space shuttle was 30-year-old technology, and it was due to retire. What was sad was that there wasn't anything online to replace it, and it takes a good 10, 15 years to really build something that will replace it. And again, it's a question of political will. If people are willing to recognize the usefulness, both practical usefulness and the spiritual usefulness of space, then there's no reason why we couldn't have a better way of getting into space. But whether the political will is there in the United States right now, I don't know.
What about other countries, maybe looking to a country like China and for space exploration? Will we see different countries going to space and exploring?
I think so. I think the Chinese, very much, they've already put people in space, and they're certainly going to continue this in the future. I think India, which has already sent space probes to go around the moon, and Japan, who have been the first to actually go to an asteroid, pick up a sample, and successfully return it to Earth. These are countries that have the political will to do it because it's a way of demonstrating that they're no longer developing countries, but they're part of the developed world.